Welcome to the League of Champs, an arena where we invite everyday athletes, coaches, and entrepreneurs to discuss the methodologies they use to affect change and achieve purpose. League of Champs sits at the intersection of mindfulness and sport with one intention: victory. Join us. Young world, what's good? We're back. What's up, Wednesdays? Welcome to the League of Champs. I think we got some new people in the building today. Brooklyn, we back in the building. Brooklyn, we back on the map. Me and my beautiful bees in the back. We still messing with Hove at all? I don't know. Anyway, what's good? What's up, Wednesdays? We're back in here. Excited. Just kicked off Victory Mile. Some support. We got 17 people signed up to run Victory Mile on the 18th of July. Sold a few t-shirts for the greater good. All the t-shirt proceeds are going to Detroit Art Fund in Detroit, getting kids in inner city Detroit, downtown Detroit, Detroit area art supplies. Really cool program. And Victory Mile supports colorofchange.org. They met with Facebook today. Doesn't sound like it went too well. But yeah, check the link in the notes, victorymile.org. Get involved, share with a friend, movement for a greater good. That's what we're here to do. League of Champs 2020 worldwide, trying to help create some positive change. So yeah, I took a little bit of refuge this past weekend. I took last week off from the podcast on Monday, just a reset, some downtime. Some time away from the phone, from social media. Obviously been a wild year. It's been a crazy few months. Corona, Black Lives Matter, protesting, the world changing, having to deal with a lot of the force of the world this year. We've all had to deal with it. And it was good to take 36 hours away from home. I shut off the phone, got off of social media, like I said, which was a blessing. It was nice to be away from a bit. Got a cute. It was a quaint and cute little Airbnb in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and just relaxed. Did some reading. Actually, did a little bit of work, which I didn't want to do. I was trying to get Victory Mile ready to go for Monday. But some cool things happened while I was there. I got up Monday morning and went for my Monday run, a little half an hour jaunt. It was hot. This heat is killing me right now. But when I finished up, I went and sat in the Law Quad. And for anybody that's been to Ann Arbor, Michigan, and been on the campus of University of Michigan, it's gorgeous. Big Ten vibe, classic sort of Americana campus. You know, there's vine on walls, a bunch of smart kids walking around. But after I finished up my run, this young black kid who was a senior at University of Michigan, his name was Derek. He came up and was like, "Hey man, how's it going?" And I had just finished like my run and meditating. You know, I'm zenned out. And he wanted to talk, and I sort of hesitated at first, but then I welcomed it. And he just dove right in. He started to talk about the number 7 and its connection to nature and how understanding that number and its symbolism, can better help us understand nature. And, you know, I won't go too deep into that because he was kind of going on tangents, and I think he had just smoked a little bit, and so, you know, his mind was deep in the knowledge of wisdom of a young brother, a young smart engineering major brother, breaking it all down. But something that he did say that was really interesting, this whole concept and idea, his whole tangent about the number 7 led into you know, our relationship with nature and just how much that means in many ways, shape, and forms to having a healthy relationship in our life and having a healthy relationship you know, with how we operate. And he went into this concept of the Sabbath. And again, not to go down a tangent on, you know, Christian faith or anything like that. But I mean, let's think about the Sabbath for what it is. You know, essentially the teachings would say that the Sabbath was a day of doing nothing. It was supposed to be a day of rest. And it was interesting because that's why I was in Ann Arbor, was essentially to take a Sabbath for myself, to take some rest, to do nothing, even though I got caught up in doing. But it really was a good reminder for me that, you know, refuge, if you do have the privilege, if you do have the space, if you are blessed enough, that taking that day to do nothing, that there's this like complete power in the art of doing nothing, right? You know, as a part of our society and culture, in our day-to-day lives, even in the midst of everything that's happened this year, there's always something to do. There's an article to read. There's a book that you're trying to read. I mean, you know, if God willing, you're still working, there's that to-do list. And then there's all the other stuff, trying to keep up with what's going on in the world. You know, read, journal, stretch, work out, run. I mean, it's nonstop, right? And so there's this complete power in being able to prioritize doing nothing. Because what comes out of essentially that is nothing. You know, you're able to develop, I think, within that space, a very reflective relationship. You know, there is a bit more consciousness. You just slow down for a second. You stop and you look around for a bit. And there is great power in that sort of devotion with oneself and the world, and just being able to be a witness of, you know, going on a walk or going on a run, even. I mean, that's not really doing nothing, but I think you get what I'm getting at in the power of taking refuge. You know, within training, we talk about rest and recovery so much. In the components of rest is literally a nothingness. Sleep is a doing of nothingness. You are not conscious of the way that your body is recovering when you sleep. And I believe it's the same thing in taking time, taking that Sabbath, taking that refuge, taking that space, as a part of, you know, prioritizing self-care, as a prioritizing restoring our bodies, restoring our minds, restoring, you know, even our spirit. So it was a really cool experience, because that, again, was my intention for taking the time, was to sort of step away and look at the next 5 months of the year and say, okay, you know, where are we at and what's going on and looking forward, but also to do nothing, to really just take some time to have the space to just be, you know, and not have to be checking off the to-do list and deep in the anxiety of doing. So taking refuge really has an ability to ground us and give us some clarity. But, you know, it also doesn't have to be some sort of long weekend getaway. Doing the art of doing nothing, as I'm calling it, it doesn't have to be an elaborate, you know, retreat in the woods. We can do this one day a week at home if we have the space. You know, a couple hours in one day of setting aside time. It could just be 30 minutes. You know, in past traditions, I think, you know, Sunday or the day of the Sabbath, which was really Friday, Saturday, you know, it could have been known as church. It could have been in the Buddhist tradition, you know, it's sangha, it's group meditation, it's coming together in community. You know, for some of us, it might be getting together with friends and hanging out. You know, whatever you deem that to be, however you can take sort of that refuge to refill your cup, I think is really important. The overarching point being, whether together or alone, finding space to take that time for yourself is a super powerful tool. And literally, I mean, the art of doing nothing, there's many benefits of letting go in that way, in trusting yourself, in trusting the way that life is unfolding, in sort of clearing out and just allowing your intentions to set themselves. I think Deepak Chopra calls it the law of least effort in his 7 spiritual laws of success. There's an aspect of not always trying to do. So yeah, long 10-minute tangent on that, but it was a really cool experience for me this past weekend as I was going to do nothing, even though I ended up doing, like I said, but coming out of that meditation and here's this young man deep in wisdom. You know, it felt like he was sent to deliver a message to me, and it was really cool to have that experience. And I mean, everything he was saying was just deeply resonating with me. But something else that had been sitting with me this weekend was, you know, option versus choice, right? Because even, you know, I had the choice to go take that space. We have the choice to be in refuge. We have the choice to get up and work out every day. And in the book Minimalism, as I continue to read and continue to draw from it, McGowan quotes, "For too long, we have overemphasized the external aspect of choices, you know, our options, and underemphasized our internal ability to choose, which are our actions." Think about it in terms of options. The things can be taken away, while our core ability to choose, you know, our free will cannot be. And I really thought, I think this is interesting. As I continue to train, as we all continue to train, and maybe know that pain of the last rep as you're doing a superset, or you're in that HIIT class at Sessions in New York. Shout out to my Sessions folks. And you know, you're trying to get through some of those reps, and you, there is a signal there. There is a signal of your muscles or your brain or your body saying, "I cannot do this." You're in your last mile of your 10-mile long run, and you're pushing for a certain time. There is a signal, and how we respond to that signal is so important. You know, we do have a choice in that space. I think in training, we train ourselves to get more comfortable with that discomfort, right? We change our relationship to that discomfort, and that can translate to how we relate to, you know, other emotions and other things that we deal with in life, and how that relates to our relationship with the world. Viktor Frankl, in his book, A Man's Search for Meaning, says, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom." And I always thought that to be super powerful as well, because that is sort of the teachings of mindfulness, right? The reason why we sit is to become mindful of our thoughts and our relationship to our thoughts, our reaction to our thoughts, our reaction to the sensation, our emotions, and get more familiar with that space between feeling something or thinking something and our reaction to that. And, you know, I bring all this up to say, because it's very powerful in the context of training, right? And understanding like that stimulus and response, it's prioritizing choice in terms of our self-care is very important, in terms of how we're taking refuge, how we're slowing down, how we are practicing sort of the art of doing nothing, you know, our own definition of Sabbath, the Sabbath, if you would, how being in touch with nature within the art of doing nothing, within that refuge, can have a very powerful effect on our well-being and our connection to the greater good, to, you know, the universe, to God, to however you want to define that, you know, and it can be a very powerful exercise. So, you know, one prompt is just like, how can you take your own Sabbath this week? How can you take refuge? Can you do it for an hour? Can you do it for 2 hours? Can you just set down everything, even the phone, and take some space? Because all of this for me brings up an article that I read this weekend that a friend of mine, Taya, shared. If I'm going to put Taya's Instagram in the notes here, she's an awesome trainer based in Brooklyn, New York. She has an amazing program right now called the 6 Feet Training Program. Very sort of brilliant for the times. But she shared an article from Ibram Kendi that was actually written last year for July 4th. And it's a great article. I'll put that in the notes too. But he was really getting into, just the 4th of July and being Black in America and sort of what that means. But he also really got into, you know, what freedom actually means. And direct quote from this article, he said, "Power comes before freedom and not the other way around. Power creates freedom, not the other way around. We can't be free unless we have power. Freedom is not the power to make choices. Freedom is the power to create choices. And to have the power to shape policy is the power to create choices. That is why power is in the hands of the policy maker." And, you know, with everything I just said, right, whether that's creating the space to take refuge, taking the time to have your own personal Sabbath, the choice of doing nothing, I found, you know, that freedom is the power to create choices, you know. And because some of us do have that freedom, we can become over inundated with choice. And that's why we do have to prioritize in our lives what matters most. What is our highest form of contribution? What do we want out of this life? What do we want out of a training session? What do we want out of training? Is it just mental, spiritual well-being? Is it to self-care? Do you have actual objectives and goals? In terms of, the movement right now, if you would, Black Lives Matter or not, you know, I have friends on the other side of the aisle that I stay in communication with right now. Just to have that dialogue on a different opinion than mine, because it's very easy to get caught up in bias. But, how are we creating those choices in our life, and how are we taking action on those choices, and being very intentional with what we want out of life, what we want out of our training, how we spend our time, you know. And so, yeah, I to round this all up and then shut it down, you know, I just really got into this, this thinking about choice and how powerful it is. And, you know, freedom is the power to create choices. And with everything else that I've been saying, you know, option versus choice, like, how do we... choices are free will to create the things in our life, the options that we want, to create the life that we want. And how do we help, more importantly than anything, how do we take that free will and the choice that we do have and help others that don't have the options, right? That don't have the power to create their own choices due to circumstance, due to, the multitude of reasons that we could do a deep dive on. That's a whole other podcast. But how can we help them? How can we use our privilege and our blessings and our ability to create space for ourselves to help others? I think, that is the noble path. I think that is the way to be. I think, that's what I'm trying to accomplish with League of Champs, is creating that space so that we can be, proponents of that sort of change, not only internally within our own lives, but how that begins to shape the life of others. So I hope during this rant of choice and options, you've drawn something from it, and that you can find ways this week, this weekend, to take some space, to do nothing, and really take a look at, you know, how you're prioritizing time and you know, the choices in your life, and to ask that big esoteric question, that big, not even esoteric, a big tangible question of what do you really want out of this life of yours, you know, to dig a bit deeper. And I think in order to do that sort of work, you do have to create the space to do so. So, yeah. With all that being said, thanks for tuning in today. I'm sort of at my mark for What's Up Wednesdays, trying to keep these things short. I will put a couple links in the notes of things that I talked about here, books, and, you know, shout out to my sessions crew, shout out Taya out there in Brooklyn. And yeah, tune in to victorymile.org. I'm going to throw that in the notes. That's a way to make a good choice of movement and, yeah, support some good change through a good cause. Movement for the greater good, right? It's all about moving our bodies for those that can't, and, yeah, using our movement in a rebellious way for the greater good. So tune into that, and, yeah, I'll see you guys next Monday. It's always a pleasure. I'm glad you're here. Any new folks, what's up? Thanks for tuning in. Spread the word, tell a friend, give us a rating, subscribe, do all the things. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys next Monday. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.